Chapter 11. D had taken 3 ibuprofen and treated herself to all the ridiculously priced bottled water the room had to offer. She kept her head under the shower for a long time after cleaning the scotch-scented sweat off her body. She was much less anxious to scrub away the remnants of Jesse Stone. Before she had met Jesse, she knew it was possible, even likely, that they would wind up together. But she hadn't expected to want to be with him so badly. Whether she had compromised herself by not keeping him at arm's length was a question for later, for post-hangover self-assessments. Stepping out of the shower, all she wanted to do was dry off and dive feet first into the well of sleep. She nestled in bed, the cool top sheet and soft quilt molding over her body like a downy cast. It didn't take but a second for her eyes to flutter shut and for her to begin to drift away. At the same time, the feel of Jesse's lips against hers, the power of his arms around her, came rushing back. She was going to enjoy this sleep. No, she wasn't. There was a loud, persistent banging at the room door. She had sunk so quickly and so deeply into sleep that it took a few seconds for Dee to make sense of it. Hadn't she hung the privacy notice on the door? She had. The banging got louder, more persistent. "Open the door, Dee." It was Kayla. Annoyed, her headache reasserting itself, Dee scrambled out of bed and went to the door. She didn't bother covering up. She knew that her body sometimes made Kayla jealous, and at the moment that was just fine with her. "What?" she said, pulling back the door. Kayla didn't hesitate, walking into the room past Dee. Dee shut the door. "And good morning to you, darling," she said, her voice thick with sarcasm. The sarcasm was lost on Kayla, but Kayla's appearance wasn't lost on Dee. The woman was a mess and looked as if she hadn't slept. Her face was free of makeup, and her hair was all over the place. In the year since she had insinuated herself into Kayla and Vic's circle of friends, Dee had only once seen Kayla in such a state. That time, too, she had showed up at Dee's doorstep early in the morning, in tears. "How could you do that?" Kayla was shouting. "Do what?" Dee said, though she knew that Kayla was talking about Jesse. "Don't play the dumb blonde with me, Dee. You're as smart a person as I've ever known. You know about me and Jess." "Okay, Kayla," Dee said, now putting on a robe. "You don't act dumb with me either. Don't you think I realize you and Vic invited me along for 2 reasons only? One was to hang out with you while Vic rekindled his youth. The other was to entertain Jesse. For some reason, it seemed important to both of you to keep Jesse happy." "But no buts, Kay. Sorry. You guys made me feel like an expensive escort, a party favor for Jesse Stone, if he were so inclined. Well, as it turned out, I was so inclined." Kayla had no answer for that but tears.